Well, hey, cousins, you were listening to Revolutionary Hood Rat with Kim Young, adult Black social worker, and welcome back. Welcome back. Of course, there's a lot that's going on in the world. There's a lot that's going on in this country. There's a lot that's going on with us individually and collectively, but I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. I didn't take time to research, find the revolutionary news for the week, because you know what a thug been up to since May 4th? I have been listening to Kendrick Lamar's They Not Like Us on repeat since May 4th. Baby, my soul can't get enough. My Blackness can't get enough. My Californian like spirit can't get enough. I can't get enough. They not like us. They not like us. It's a legit anthem. It's like, you know, cool. It's a little response to the whole situation with Aubrey Graham, this, that, and the third. But I'm gonna tell you right now, like, KDOT just gave a whole generation a goddamn anthem for They Not Like Us. Like, line after line after line, one hitters after hitter after hitter after hitter. And then try to wrap your mind around everything that has just blossomed since the song dropped. It's almost like the Montgomery Brawl. This shit is almost like when the homies pulled up Seaside in Montgomery and started whooping ass. And we collectively came together to whoop some ass for the culture. Like, that's what that's what this song feels like to me. That's what this moment feels like for me. And it's also bringing up all these other really cool memories that continue to remind me of like how much life that I have lived off of the internet, which I'm incredibly grateful for, to be, I guess, like an aging geriatric millennial, as they might call folks in my age bracket, because I know a life of the internet and a life without the internet, and the idea that I have to literally recall memories and like even find pictures or just talk to people or see things or have experiences that remind me that like shit has happened in my life. Cause it really isn't like a catalog that documented shit that I have just done as a child, a teen, a young adult. The way this, you know, newer generation is able to use social media to document their experiences. And so when this song dropped, it literally transported me back to like the early 2000s, the mid 2000s, during the time when I was transitioning from San Diego up until the Bay Area to go to grad school. Just the sounds, like the translation of the culture, the feelings that kind of come up from that song. I want to kind of break it into these two parts of the conversation that I want to have, because I ain't really trying to be on this mic forever today. I'm also not trying to have no think piece about the song, because enough people have already provided a think piece about the song. I want to start with the most ignorant part of the song that I know I continue to replay and also find joy, chaos, and confusion with it. And then like associated with this memory that I'm wondering, am I the only one making this association when I hear this part of Not Like Us? Let me play it. Because you know, KDOT drops all like licensing shit, so like all of us can play the song without getting sued. So like, shout out to Mr. Duckworth. What a part at. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Oh, this part.
He a fan here. Freaky ass nigga, he's a 69 God.
Hey.
Freaky ass nigga, he's a 69 God.
Hey. Run for your life.
Hey. Run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he's a
69 God.
Freaky ass nigga, he's a
69 God. Hey. Run for your life.
Hey. Run for your life.
Kobe. All right, we're going to stop right there. Here's the thing. I don't fully, you know, the whole 69 run for your life. You know, the allegations are the allegations about Mr. Aubrey and his whole entire camp. But I'm going to tell y'all right now, all I can think about when I hear 69 God is that goddamn episode of South Park with the sexual harassment panda. And it reminds me of me and my college roommate. It was like one of our inside jokes or whatever. For also just some of them nasty boys and men that used to be around our campus. We were like, yo, bro, that's the sexual harassment panda. And then we would sing the theme song, sexual harassment panda. And I'm just curious, is anybody else making the association between 69 God and sexual harassment panda? from South Park. Let me play the South Park clip, because clip, maybe it'll help jog some of y'all memories. Hold on. Panda. Sexual harassment. Panda.
Don't say that. Don't touch that. Don't be nasty, said the silly man. Please can tell you what's
Hey,
right and
hey.
wrong.
It's sexual harassment, Panda. Like, nobody else? Nobody else is making the association between 69 God and the sexual harassment founder from South Park. That's all right. That's why I have friends that understand me and know me, and friends that just kind of tolerate me for this version of who I am. The other part of the song that really stood out to me, and I think other people just inside of the field, outside of the field, is let me see if I can find the line. Hold on.
How many stocks do I really have in stock? Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus five. Hey,
Hey.
never was a lie. It's
Hey.
69 dot. Hey,
Hey,
niggas need to
say
see.
they ass inside, not Six Flags.
They not like us. They not like us. Building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a
Hey.
second. Let me pitch y'all a little game. Just you run to Atlanta when you need a check. What 21? Get your first street cred.
Hey.
Bear bitch, you feel like you a slime.
In your head.
What label said you can be from
North
North Side?
side.
What two chains say you good,
But
but
you lie.
run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you're a fucking colonizer. The family that you.
Ooh. You heard what Mr. Duckworth said? You not no colleague. You a colonizer. We can write essays on essays, dissertation on dissertation, blog post after blog post about how many people that we engage with in this work that are some goddamn colonizers and not no goddamn colleague or comrade, whatever word that you want to use. We all know them. We see them. For some people, you might be them. I know that I'm not one of them people, but you know a goddamn colonizer when you see a colonizer when you're doing like liberatory work, you could sniff their ass out. You can also and always tell people who are from the culture and of the culture, people who are rooted in community and proximate to the community, and the ones who just siphon and use people and community for their own personal gain. I think one of the most important discussions to come out of this whole thing between Kendrick and Drake is the preservation and the protection and putting respect on Black American culture, right? So, like for a lot of Black Americans, we struggle immensely because of colonialism, supremacy, capitalism, everything, you name it. We struggle immensely to fully accept and love every aspect of the culture that we have created as Black Americans. And the wild part is people love Black American culture around the globe, but when you talk to certain Black Americans about every aspect of our culture, from the sexy reds to the Michelle Obamas, people don't always want to embrace everything that we are, right? Everything that we represent in the fullness of Black culture. And it becomes so frustrating because, like, we are a beautiful and brilliant people who have been fed all these lies that make us reject our brilliance and our beauty. Yet, when other cultures take our shit and package it back up and sell it to us, they be ready to go buy it. And I'd be like, wait, like, that's our shit, our dialect, our food. That's the way we do our hair. That's how we do our makeup. That's the jewelry that we wear. That's how we dress. That's how we walk. That's how we talk. That's how we make music. That's how we celebrate. That's our traditions. Like the hell? And so when people try to reduce, these conversations around Drake and Kendrick down to just light skin or biracial, it's so much bigger than that because there are folks who are multiracial, biracial, whatever, multicultural, like however you want to put that label on somebody that are of Black culture, understand Black culture, respect and value Black culture, even if like their Blackness is mixed in with some other shit. And what people were really trying to express when it comes to Drake is like, baby, you're not of or from Black American culture. But you have been using Black American culture, not just Black American culture, but like Black culture across the diaspora, if that's the Caribbeans or parts of the continent, like using Black culture for your own gain. And it's like, how empty and voidless of you to do that shit. It's such a sign of somebody that is struggling with their own racial and cultural identities, where you're just kind of trying on everybody's shit to figure out where you're gonna get the greatest response from, or decide which one feels the best on you. When truth be told, the one that's gonna feel the best on you is the one that belongs to you. And it's not Black American culture. Like, that's not your shit. You're a biracial man from Canada, multiracial. I don't even know what Aubrey is, for real, for real. I just know he ain't no Black American. So when Kendrick is talking about like they not like us, it's just the truth. And the us in question are just people proximate and of Black American culture. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, the more that I travel outside of America, the more I know just how Black and American I am, right? There are some Black Americans who feel that they are just kind of houseless or homeless in their souls because, you know, we believe we have to know exactly on the continent where we're from. And so we're seeking all of these answers and messages from Africa to help us understand who we are as people. When my big thing is like we, baby, like we have built something beautiful right here in America. We don't have to look outside of what we have built here in America to know who we are as a people. I'm not saying there's no cultural relevance or there's no bridge between us and the continent, us and the Caribbeans, us and parts of South America, us and parts of Central America and Mexico. Like, I'm not saying that there's no bridge between Black Americans and all those places where the slave trade has touched. What I am saying is, we got to stop turning away from home to find the answers for who we are as a people. Our answers are right here. This is our land, our like not our land per se, but like our country. We know who the land belongs to. Like, get a shit back to the homies. But like, this is our country. I'm not interested in going anywhere else to live permanently. Would I kind of dash off, stay for a little bit, and bring my ass back to America? Absolutely. I'm an American. I'm Black as fuck, but and I'm American as a bitch. And I know I am, because I get spoiled by what this country is able to provide for me and the, you know, particular level of comfort that I have become accustomed to. So I'm not looking for no answers outside of myself and my people and what we have built and created here in America. And that's really one of the things that Kendrick is talking about. They're not like us. This our shit. This is our culture. We built this. Like, you can't take it from us and package it up and try to give it back. Like, no, like, give us our shit back. And it's really gonna call for more Black Americans standing firmly and proudly and accepting and wrapping our arms around the entire spectrum of like our Black culture and our Black brilliance. We don't get to pick and choose the pieces that we like and don't like. All this shit belongs to us, from throwing ass, right, to being in a pulpit on a Sunday morning, from slanging a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of that shit belongs to us. Because sometimes we might do both, might throw ass on Saturday night and then be up in church on Sunday. And even though sometimes I know the good people be out there doing that shit, right? Gotta love us all. Every part of what makes us who we are as a people. And so this whole they not like us, it's the anthem that I know my soul needed in this moment of time, because I've really been struggling just kind of, you know, remain grounded and rooted in all the different parts of me. But I'm also at this place in my life, and I believe also just in the aging process, where I'm starting to like begin this iteration of this next version of myself. I know for a fact, in my most recent memories, I have lived about, I'm on my third life, right? My third kind of iteration of who I am as a person. And it truly feels like right now, iteration number four is forming. So that's causing me to call in all those other parts of me, all those other memories and journeys and people and lessons and challenges that I've had in these other three versions of myself as this fourth version is beginning to form. And I know that's happening, right? Like I'm shedding old ways, shedding old beliefs, shedding old relationships, and getting ready for whatever this fourth version of Kim is about to evolve into. And so to be able to kind of have a song that roots me back in my cultural foundation of being Black, American, and Californian, like that's a culture in itself. And as somebody who has lived out of the state for over a decade, I almost forgot how Californian I'm actually am. But like, bitch, you Californian as a bitch. Like when I be thinking about certain stuff or have certain situations or say certain words or, you know, recall certain memories being outside of the state, I'm like, oh no, girl, like California, a whole culture in itself. And so to be able to like be in this moment, having some of these thoughts, working through some of these feelings, and these really, it's not even difficult for me. It's just, it can be isolating. It's isolating for me because there aren't a lot of people that I can have these conversations with that understand what I'm talking about. I'm grateful for the ones that I have in my life that I can talk about this with. There's a lot of people that I just can't. And being able to like have music that energize my spirit, energize my soul, reminds me of like who in the hell I am. Who in the hell I am. It's priceless. And I know for some people, it's like, oh, it's just a song. It's just music. Nah, like it's a moment. And it's a moment I know that at my big age of 36, I'm not going to forget what this moment offered me. What lessons came out of this moment and which ones that I am unlearning and relearning. Like I will never forget this moment. And I am grateful to have shared this moment with all of y'all. Like we all have just had another collective experience. If you've been tapped in, if you're of the culture, from the culture, and if you've been tapped in, baby, we just had a moment together that we're going to be able to chop it up about in the retirement home. And that shit is dope as a bitch. It's dope as shit. That's the only reason I plugged this microphone in. Like I said, I ain't got no revolutionary news. I don't really got too much of a good Black word. The earth is ghetto part. It is what it is. I just really want to come on here and say, like, I'm grateful for the moment. Shout out to Mr. Duckworth. And, you know, fuck all them colleagues that are colonizers. That's it. Oh, I would be remiss if I didn't shout out and say, you know, congratulations to the social work graduating class of 2024. Y'all did that shit. I'm proud of you. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. I see you. I am you. I am you. And y'all got this. You truly do. You truly do. Now, that is all I got. And so y'all already know what it is. At the end of the day, please, please remember to take care of your heart so that we can take care of each other. Because at the end of the day, we are absolutely y'all. We all we got.
Psst. I see dead people. Monster on the beat, ho, depot, any rap nigga, he a free throw, man, damn, call a helping lambs, tell him please, bro, nail a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo, what's up with these Lagoni ass niggas trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me, fuck them all in they mama, how many ops you really got, I mean, it's too many options, I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton, beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Hop out and show niggas, certified boogie man. I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wah, wah, wah. God, fuck him up. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. They not
not like us. They 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 not like us.